Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Vayechi. Welcome, everybody. So, as you may know, I say this a lot, many of my shiurim have inspirations. Now, the inspiration for this shiur was actually an incident that occurred yesterday, and I had to deal with it because, you know, in life, sometimes halachot or situations just happen. And when they happen, it's good to be prepared. So, yesterday, I was informed of a bris. So I went to this bris in a certain shul, and I don't know why, what triggered me to check this out, but when I walked in, the direction of the Arun Kodesh bothered me a little bit. I don't know why, but I just had a feeling that I wasn't in the right place. So the right place being, in general, in America, the place where we make the Arun Kodesh is in the Mizrach, in the east, which is the general direction that we pray. But I had a feeling by walking, I don't know why, but I felt something was off. So before davening, I took out my compass and I pointed it. And lo and behold, Arun Kodesh was to the north. Okay, happens. I've been in shows where that happens before.
In where were you in the world?
Huh?
In
are you sure? Yeah.
Where were you in the
world?
North. Batuach?
No,
I don't want to say the shul. I'm saying
it was in New York.
It doesn't have to be exactly east, but this was very much not east at all. You know, east is 90 degrees. This was to the north. So I realized that. And before the tefillah, I was asked to go up to Shliach Tzibur. So I told the guests who had come there for the simcha, I said, don't think it's weird because the halacha dictates, as we're going to see in a moment, that even we don't necessarily pray towards the direction of Arun HaKodesh. In general, the direction of the Arun HaKodesh is the direction that we're supposed to be praying to anyways. As Maran tells us in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadik Dalet, that which way are we supposed to be praying?
East?
No, not necessarily. Ela, towards Eretz Yisrael, which is, now not only that, the Gemara says, the Gemara brings the Pasuk to Shlomo Melech prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he inaugurated the Beit HaMikdash, Bitpalenu Elecha Derech Aratzam, that wherever Am Yisrael is in the world, they should pray towards Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so now in Europe, in America, and other countries, where we are to the west of Eretz Yisrael, therefore which direction are we praying in? The general direction is the east. Shlomo HaMelech in Sefer Melachim, as quoted by Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadik Dalet. Now, again, that can change from what I heard in Iran. They prayed to the west. Why? Because since Iran is to the east of Eretz Yisrael, so we pray the opposite. Now, if a person's in Eretz Yisrael and says Shulchan Aruch, which way is he praying? Towards Yerushalayim. If a person's in Yerushalayim, towards Harabayit, towards Beit HaMikdash. If a person's in Beit HaMikdash, towards the Kaporet. And if a person's in the Beit HaMikdash and in front of the Kaporet, towards the Aron Mibena Kruvim. Now, preferably, you're supposed to have this Kavanah before you start praying any Tfilat Amidah. Yeah.
We would pray like by the Kotel. And
yeah.
I mean, no one would directly face the Kodesh Kodeshim. Should I like stand out and do that anyways?
So we're going to talk about that in a moment. By the Kotel, you're not necessarily facing exactly Kodesh Kodeshim. You're praying in the general direction of Harabayit, which means that you're praying facing the Kotel. Because don't forget, since the Kotel Ma'aravi, as the name would connote, the Kotel Ma'aravi is the westernmost wall, not of the Beit HaMikdash, people make a mistake, the westernmost wall of the Harabayit, since the Kodesh HaKodeshim, you're standing outside the Harabayit. So when you face the Kotel, you're facing the general direction of the Harabayit. So that's the way to pray. Now, as follows. That being said, even if for whatever reason, the Arun Kodesh is not in the east, like we said before, Kimat all the poskim bring down. The Knesset Gdola, Magen Abraham, Olat Tamid Eli Arabah, Solet Belula, Ba'eret Tev, Shulchan Aruch Adonav, Bizalman, Shalmet Zibur, Mishnah Belula, holds like that La Halacha, that even if, as do the Yalkut Yosef and Alacha Berura, Alacha on Maaseh, that even if the Hechal is facing the wrong direction, Ya'aneh, it's not facing east, let's say near America. So you turn around, the rest of the tefillah doesn't really matter. You want to say Zmirot or, you know, Birkot Kriyat Shema, stuff like that, Kaddishim, that's fine. What's the only thing we're talking about now? What's the most important part? Tefillat Amidah, Tefillat Shmona Esrei. Oh, so listen. So over there, you turn to the east in spite of the fact that you're not facing Daron, and that's where you're supposed to be. So I told them before the tefillah, I said, listen, this is the story. When it comes time for Tefillat Amidah, we're going to shift a little bit since we were facing north. Which way are we shifting towards east? We would be turning right. If you're facing north, to get to the east, you would turn right. Therefore, I said, we're going to shift to right a little bit to hit the Mizrach. And even though it seems a little bit weird, but that is what halakha dictates.
They're going facing north.
Good. Now, very, very good question. I was talking about a situation where we were there gathered for a simcha, which means we were making our own minyan, which means the kahal, this is a relatively new kahal that never prayed there before, so we can really make our own direction for the tefillah. And if you have the opportunity to do so, the proper direction is to turn to the Mizrach. But what happens, this is another very, very interesting thing that the posting talk about, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machloket. Yeah, let's say you walk into such a shul, you walk into such a kila that it's not your own minyan. You're walking into a kila, and their Aron Kodesh is in the north or in the south or whatever it is. Yeah, and they are praying to that direction. And you know that that's not Mizrach. So what are your two options? Either pray with them towards the not the best direction, or stand out, turn around to the east, and pray to the right direction, but against what the tzibur is doing. So which one is?
Blended.
Huh?
Blended.
So it's actually a tremendous machlok the poskim. The Yad Eliyahu Minublin brings down someone who argued on him. He was of the opinion, Yad Eliyahu Minublin, who says that even at the expense of turning away from the tzibur, you have to pray to the correct direction, even though you are kind of being poresh min tzibur. Now,
who says that?
The Yad Eliyahu Minublin.
Say
again? Yad Eliyahu Minublin. Now, he brings a Rav Poseh that disagreed with him, who holds that no, it looks like Yohara, it looks like Gaavat turning away from the tzibur. Rather, the person should face the north or the south or whatever direction the tzibur is facing and just tilt his head a little bit to the east as he's praying in order to be yotzei that. The Mishnah Berurah brings down this machloket and the halacha ma'aseh, as the Mishnah Berurah as well as the halacha Berurah, they hold la'alacha to follow the dissenting opinion that we face the direction of the tzibur. Just what? Turn your face a little bit to the east. So you can be yotze both things. Yeah.
Oh, I think this is relevant.
Are you sure that's the case? In
my pretty room? Sure. But when we pray in our Tzadik Shiru, we pray this way. Our portion. They don't pray that one. But that would be with east. This is
north. So over there, what would be the halacha over there? You face either. You can kind of jimmy your feet a little bit, whatever. Or if you're facing general direction of the Echal, just turn your face in order to have that little turn to the east. Yeah.
Oh, what's the deal with that with the thing if you want to become like
Chokhmah? Femod, says now, that's another thing. There's a very, very big, the Ramah brings it down also in Siman Tzadidan, it's Aikbet. The Gemara says that Harotzeh Shiachkim, I'm sorry, Harotzeh Shiachir Yatzpin. We know there were different vessels in the Beit HaMikdash that represented different things. The Shulchan, where the Lechem HaPanim was, what does that represent? The Shulchan had dough. Yeah? Dough. Wealth. The menorah, with the ish, with the light, represented what? Torah, Chokhmah. So the Gemara says, if a person wants wealth, pray towards the north. If a person wants, because that's where the Shulchan was, if a person wants Chochmat Torah, pray to the south, which is where the menorah was. All the poskim, the Beit Yosef brings the same, says, hey, wait a second. Isn't that a contradiction? You're telling me for wealth, pray north. For wisdom, pray south. But doesn't the Gemara tell me specifically that you have to pray in the direction of Eretz Yisrael, which in general is to the east? What's pshat? How do you do that? How do you pull it off? So the Beit Yosef brings in a machloket Rishonim. How to reconcile these two things. The two opinions are as follows. Either pray towards the east, meaning have your body positioned towards the east. And if you want wealth, turn your head to the north. If you want chokhmah, turn your head to the south. Or the other way, face the north or the south and turn your head to the east. There's machloket rishonim how to do that in the Rama. And the maskana of Bet Yosef is that even if you want that, you should always be facing east, meaning have your body face the direction of Eretz Yisrael. And if you want the wealth or the chokhmah, turn your head to that direction. Yeah, that's. I had somebody who told me in my shir, that's why sometimes you see by Ashkenazim, they shakal both ways. In order to be yotze, all the, your body is facing east, and then again, you're in a ktzat parnasav, in a ktzat chokhmah, yeah, like that. But that's the halacha lemaaseh for that issue, that your body preferably should always be facing the direction of Eretz Yisrael. Now, a very interesting machloket between the Ben Yishai and Maran Zichron Bracha happens. It's not only with regards to a blind man, but it can come in that situation. Let's say a blind man, he doesn't know, and the tzibur is facing the east, and because he's blind, he doesn't realize he's facing the west. Yeah, so he's facing the opposite direction of the tzibur. So the Gemara says that's a big no-no. When the tzibur is praying, you can't face the opposite direction, because what does that create?
Separation.
It can create an image that you're praying chas v'shalom to a different deity. They're facing one direction, you're facing the other. Now, if he's facing to the north or the south, you tell him easily, you just whisper to his ear in the middle of Amidah, whether he's blind or not or whatever, you whisper to him, just turn your head a little bit, because that's easy enough. Well, turn your head to the east. But if he's west, you can't turn your head from west to east. Why?
180 degrees.
That's 180. That's an opposite direction, unless you're like ambidextrous or whatever you call that. And you're, huh? Yeah, your head is double jointed. You can like, you know, flip it over. You can't just turn your face. Ela, what do you have to tell him? You have to tell him to be mafsik and turn his feet to the east, to the direction that the tzibur is praying. Now, huh? So now, the Ben Yishai says this is not only when there's a tzibur, even if it's happening in a bit of knesset. Without a tzibur, you got to tell the guy, whether he's blind or not, let's say he doesn't know, whatever, you're praying to the west, you got to stop and turn your feet, turn around to the east. Maran Zichron Bracha in Halichot Olam, Parashat Yitro, Halacha Aleph, he brings down, not like the Ben Yishai, he says, no, if there's a tzibur, you're right. But if it's being done in bit of knesset and there's no tzibur, you don't have to tell him to turn around, and you can rely on the posting, the Taz, Chayadam, Don Mivinna, and others that say that even if a person's praying to the west, there's an opinion in the Gemara, Brachot Daf Kafe, Shechina is nimtzet bechol makom. Yeah, the Shechina is to the west also. Therefore, he doesn't have to turn around if he's not betzibur. That's the halacha l'maaseh l'dat
Maran. Plus, the glove is round, so you hit it anyway.
Well, we can thank Columbus for that. Yeah. You saying? What are you saying?
He didn't make the world. Why do we thank him?
Nothing.
Like there's no like Santa's.
No, you're not allowed to pray to the west. You're never allowed to pray to the west.
It's impossible for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, so that's that. Very interesting. After all is said and done, Rabotai, I want you to understand. Let's say a person he didn't know, he made a mistake, he did it on purpose, whatever it is. Let's say a person actually prayed to the west. The Rambam says Meforash. Is he Yotzei Dechovah or not? Yotzei Dechovah Tefillah. He prayed completely the wrong direction. That's not a question that he's yotze. Not only that, the Mishnayot and the Gemarot say that there are certain situations where a person cannot pray to the east. Let's say he's on a donkey and he can't get off. It's sakana or whatever it is. Or you're on a bus or you're in a car. And you mamash, it's time to pray and you can't get off. So the halacha is over there. What do you do if you cannot face the east? Vastutmin.
You just have kavana to where you need to.
You have to have kavana towards Eretz Yisrael. Bimechavim machshevotav to Eretz Yisrael. That's enough. But in a place where you can, you know, you can do something about it. If you're standing up to daven anyway, now let's say you're on a plane and you don't know exactly which direction. Now again, if you're on a plane to Israel, it's easy enough. Why?
It's going towards Israel.
Oh, so if you're flying towards Israel, so you face towards the front of the plane. And if you're flying away from Israel, then you face the back of the plane, right? That's.
I mean, you can't do that if you're going back.
What?
You can't stand up from your seat and sit the other way.
Stand up.
Like find a place to stand.
Either stand by your, unless it's turbulence and they have to fasten seatbelts, whatever. So you can stand up. I stand up by my seat all the time. My favorite place on the plane, by the way, best kept secret to daven on the plane, emergency exit. Best, but you got to get it first. No, you don't have to get the seat. Of course they
back?
No, no, there's a bunch of emergency exits.
Do you make minyan or no?
I don't, so I personally, on planes, different gedolim did different things. Maran Zichron Lebracha did not pray the tzibur on a plane.
But he stood.
He stood. Yeah, he stood.
Unless, you have to repeat it if you stand? Do you understand?
Yes. If the onus passes when you land. Yes.
That's my book.
No, Maran holds, you have to repeat. No, we do it. Badai. You're not Yotzei. If you can repeat it, you have to do it.
With
now,
the filling? So huh? With the filling again?
Yeah.
Put it back on.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to repeat. But listen, there's a few things I want you to. Huh?
You don't have to repeat?
If
no,
you,
with
the filling. If there was an onus. Now, an onus can be you're on a bus, you're on a plane, you're not feeling well, whatever, and you prayed sitting down, and Maran holds. Once the onus passes, and it's still Zman Tefillah, you have to repeat that Tefillah. Okay. Now, with regards to praying with a minyan on a plane, I'm not telling you what to do. There are different opinions. I'm telling you my personal, opinion about davening on a plane with a minyan is as follows. Sometimes, first and foremost, sometimes the minyanim can tick off the flight crew. Yeah. Sometimes they get really nervous about it, especially if it's like during serving time. They have to, they're always serving something. It's either drinks or snacks or meals. Or there are those annoying wipes, you know what I'm talking about? Ever got a wipe? Hot wipes, you know what I'm saying? That's probably the nastiest thing in existence. Who would want a hot wipe? Anyway, the kids are. I'm saying, give me a cold wipe. Why does it have to be hot? Anyway, the kids are. I never took one of those in my life. Mikhail, did you ever take a hot wipe?
I like those.
The kids are.
Did you ever fly any of the airlines from our cousins, airlines?
No.
They give you like rose water ones. I'm not joking.
Oh, really?
No, I'm not even kidding.
That's
they
also,
if you're, if anyway. You fly like business class, they give you like a little bottle has rose water in it because it refreshed. And
oh, really?
It's awesome. I use it like for traveling when, for Abdallah.
What is that, Emirates?
Emirates and, yeah.
So, Turkish maybe, I don't know. Anyway.
No, not Turkish, Emirates and also Jordania, Air Jordania.
Okay. What's Etihad?
Etihad also.
That's Saudi?
Saudi.
So, Rabotai, listen carefully. So, that's one thing. Number two is many times I want you to pay attention by the, when there's minyanim on planes, many times the minyanim takes place next to bathrooms. And sometimes it smells really bad. And you can't daven there. Forget about a minyan. You can't daven there at all. That's nothing you have to take into consideration. Number three, many times the minyanim being formed wake up passengers who are sitting around next to them. That's not okay. That's gezel shina. You can't do that. Number four, it's hard for me personally to have kavanah when I'm praying the minyan on a plane because you can't, the motors, the engines are like, you can't hear anything. You know, the chazan is standing in the middle of the thing and you're like fighting to hear him. It's very hard for me personally. So because of all of that, I tend personally not to pray b'minyan on a plane. Many gedolim did not. Maran Zichron Lebracha, Gaon Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, they did not pray b'minyanim. Many gedolim did. My Shiva Adam Shalom of Shmuel Birnbaum used to pray on a minyan on a plane. But, you know, to each his own. The idea is wherever you can pray with maximum kavanah, with or without it. Now, again, don't try this at home. Don't say, oh, wait a second, I don't have to go to minyan because I can pray with maximum kavanah at home. No, I'm talking about a plane. A plane over there, that's already.
What
your
about
own.
More kavanah sitting versus less kavanah standing?
No, less kavanah standing. Standing tefillat amidah because amidah is me'akev. Yeah, so at least try to have kavanah, minimal kavanah by the first tefillat amidah, and then at least you'll be yotzei.
Can you make a difference between, let's say, arvit, where you know it's a 7-minute ordeal, as opposed to shacharit, where you're at 40 minutes?
I hear. I don't know. If you fly in Israel, you're not usually praying arvit. I mean, again, it depends when you're flying, but yeah.
No, like in the winter time, if you have the 5 p.m. flight, you'll catch it.
Yeah,
and then you'll go. But
nahon.
But then you're gonna, and then you arrive. But you arrive at like 10:30, so you have to pray shacharit probably on the flight.
So here, listen. You still have the issues of you got to take care of the bathroom situation. You got to take care of not not, you know, kicking off the stewards and stewardesses, whatever. Why am I giving myself a thumbs up? Oh, not the good one. Anyway, but kids are, so that's that. Rabotai, we'll pause for a second and we'll say on the parsha.